Hello friends, welcome to Stock Paathshala. We talk about a lot of things, but when you open a demat account, the first thing that must come to your mind, and it anyway comes, how to analyze stocks. There are so many of them, 4700 to be specific. Now you want to pick few of them, you want to analyze them and make sure that they're part of your portfolio so that they can give you decent returns in the long run or in the short run, depending on the kind of a person you are. You could be a trader or an investor, and based on that, the whole exercise can work. So first of all, this is the first step, friends, that you need to figure out what kind of a person you are in the stock market space. Now in this podcast, we'll have a very quick idea on which direction you want to go and how do you go about it. So if you are somebody who has a regular income and you're expecting a decent return over a period of time, let's say a few years, then you are a long-term investor. But in case you are somebody who wants to get into the thrill of the market on a daily basis or maybe on a weekly basis, then you are a short-term trader. You could be an intraday trader or a swing trader. So now you know what kind of a person you are, then you gotta do how you do it. Primarily, for long-term investments, you need to do something called fundamental analysis of stocks. So with fundamental analysis of stocks, you can do multiple things. You need to look at the company's growth. How do you look at company's growth? It is something like checking out a person's health. How do you do that? You do some tests, right? You run some tests, you figure out that this is the metabolism level, this is the protein level, this is the heart rate, this is the pulse rate, and other kind of technical tests too. Now, with these tests and the reports, you figure out that this person is okay here, bad here, worse there, stuff like that. And then you give the kind of medication you want to go ahead with. So that's how a person evolves in terms of the health part. The companies are no different, my friend. When you look at a company, you also look at the financial health of a company. Financial health means multiple things. There are things like balance sheet. There are things like income statement. Then there is cash flow statement. From there, you figure out some ratios. Now, ratios are specific parameters that could be run in specific personal health tests, right? Now, these ratios are going to tell you how the company has grown over a period of time, how it is faring in terms of a competition in the space, and a lot of qualitative things as well in terms of the management of the company auditing, and other things. Now, once you're looking at the specific ratios and the statements that we're talking about, you get to feel, okay, this company is doing well here, it's doing pretty bad there, and there are areas of improvement there. All right, now once you know this and you do this for five companies in the same sector, then you know that these two companies are better than the rest three and stuff like that, and then you pick the winner. Once you have the winner, then this is where you invest your money into. All right, it looks simple, it is kind of complicated. Over a period of time, once you start doing it, then it becomes a habit of yours. So this is a long-term investment strategy to analyze stocks. When it comes to short term, all right, short term means you don't really care about, you have an idea about the company should be strong enough fundamentally, but at the same time, you don't need to worry about the profits, the revenue, the management. All you care about how the company's stock is performing at that particular point in time. So you look at trends, you look at charts, you look at patterns, you look at how the company price, stock price has moved over a period of last few days. And then based on that, you make your calls. You take care of a lot of actions in terms of trades in multiple types. What does that mean? That means that you work on volume, wherein you place 5-7 trades a day and you make money on a very minute level, but you play at the volume. Like you buy a lot of shares, and when you buy a lot of shares, at a small change in the price, multiplied with the number of shares, that is your potential profit, or in some cases a loss as well. Now you don't really worry about how the company has grown over a period of time, right? Those kind of things now don't come into picture. So this is where things like technical indicators help you, chart patterns help you, and there are heat maps. So there are a lot of tools, and you'll find them in whatever app that you're using, and hoping these apps that you're using is an advanced one. And this is gonna play a huge role in the kind of trading app you have and the kind of returns you make, all right? So make sure that you open your Demat account with a broker that has a decent mobile trading application or any form of trading application, depending on the interface you like. So friends, that is how you analyze stock for short term. I hope I've given you an idea on how do you go about the whole process. But first of all, let me remind you that you need to figure out what kind of a person you are in the whole stock market space. Investor, trader, and then you decide a journey. Hopefully, this podcast was helpful for you. As of now, thank you so much for listening to this one. We'll see you in the next podcast soon. Take care. All the best for your investments. You were listening to Stock Paathshala. Bye-bye.